Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. All right, got sidetracked with something else. I apologize for people waiting for it. ESPN, 27 experts pick each series, all right? How many do you think predicted the Tigers of the 27 to beat the Astros?
Three.
You're too low.
Six.
You're too high.
Is it five?
It is five. Five picked the Tigers, 22 picked the Astros. And one of the guys that chose Detroit said the Tigers will take down the Astros because though not only will take down the Astros because though not only because Tarek Skubal will win a game one duel against Framber Valdez, the Tigers will win because Houston's Yordan Alvarez, who's been out with a knee injury for more than a week, might play but won't be 100%. They'll win because Detroit manager AJ Hinch is a master at running postseason bullpen. And he has seven relievers with sub-3 ERA since the trade deadline. And besides, who picks against such a cool story? All right, got it. So there's one of the guys who picked Detroit to win. Royals versus Baltimore. 18 of the 27 picked Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
In the National League, Milwaukee versus the New York Mets. 23
Milwaukee
picked Milwaukee over the Mets. Padres versus Atlanta.
I'm going to think it's pretty well split there. I'll say 15 to 12 in favor of the Padres.
Buckle up. 27 picked the Padres. Nobody picked the Braves.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Yeah.
I have a bet with Jimmy.
Well,
Georgia Jimmy.
You're a Padre guy?
No, nope, I am a Padre fan. Although I have to admit, like if the Padres and Tigers make it to the World Series again, I did not enjoy that. Now, at the time, I was 15. I enjoyed the Tigers winning. People are like, oh, you must be so excited because they could play each other. I'm like, I don't want them to play each other. I'm going to root like hell for both of them. And if they play again, I'll be all about the Tigers. But I don't want them to play each other. I want them to play a team that I hate.
Right. You want the Padres to lose before they get to Detroit.
I do. If it comes right down to it, I do. I don't want it to be. But if it is Tigers and Padres, I'm definitely rooting for the Tigers. And I did in 84, but I really like that 84 Padre team with a young Tony Gwynn, Alan Wiggins, Gary Templeton, Greg Nettles.
Steve Garvey.
Kurt Bavacqua.
Sure.
He's Kurt Bavacqua. Yes, he's the real Bavacqua.
Goose Gossage.
Yep. Gooses.
Yep.
Yep. Anyway, sorry, not to sidetrack. Sorry, the Padres 27 to nothing. Over Atlanta.
Wow.
Yep. But, all right, Kang, you went to the game and sat in the stands.
Yeah, I had a buddy who had an extra ticket, asked me if I wanted to go, you know, and since I'm a different stage of my life now, father of two young kids, I don't go out as much. But, you know, I thought, it's a big game. I don't go to a lot of games as a fan. Usually when I do go, it's media. You know, it's totally different, guys, right?
Yep.
But as a fan, big game, night game, I said, you know what? I'm going to go. Thank you for the ticket. Let's go together. Let's have some fun.
Yeah, and when's the last time you went to a Lions game and sat in the stands?
Oh, God. 2 years ago? I want to say 1 or 2 years ago. I don't think I went last year.
I think the last time I did it was a Thanksgiving Day game against New England.
And you sat in the stands?
Yeah.
And
yep. Was that the one time Brady quit or not?
No, it wasn't. That was an amazing day. That was like week three.
Tom Brady quit against the Lions. That happened.
Yeah.
He literally quit against the Lions.
Well, they were down 16 with like 2 minutes to go, and they just handed it off. And I'm like, this is a touchdown. Well, and Belichick, too. This is a touchdown two-pointer.
Took himself out of the game. I quit.
All right, easy. So anyway.
Sorry. It's just, I'm sorry to spit facts at you that your hero quit. He's not Tony Gwynn. Tony Gwynn was awesome. Brady quit.
Anyway, Kang, you sat in the stands where you might find a jackass sitting near you.
Sure, you know.
Somebody who's just obnoxious as hell. That you really want to punch in the face.
Suck it, Brady!
Doug, I feel like you're speaking from experience right now.
No, all right, so you're in the stands. And first of all, the light show they put on with the wristbands was awesome.
Spectacular. I think you sent me a text saying like, hey, this looks awesome on TV. And I sent you a video right away because I had taped like, you know, the opening of the player intro and all that stuff. And they, you know, listen, the home experience it's spectacular. We all know this. I mean, everyone's got a huge TV now. The bathroom's right there. You know, you got your comfy couch. It's awesome. But there is a difference between going to a game and instead of watching it at home. And you feel things, you see things, you hear things. It's just a different vibe, different aura.
Yep.
And it was fun. I mean, it's a Monday night game, of course. So you feel like it gets amplified a little bit more for that. And they shut off the lights. And Gator, you were there in the press box. The light show is tremendous. Yep. You know, the new...
The lights pulse to the beat, and they do different colors if they want to. For the national anthem, they were red, white, and blue blinking with it. It was really cool.
The DJ is great. The sound system is spectacular. Everything is great. And so you get all that vibe. That's fantastic, Doug.
And you did have a fan sitting near you.
Sure. Oh, well, you had a few thousand fans by me. But yes, I mean,
turns out you had that guy.
Yeah, well, it's completely random when you go to a game who you're going to sit by for the most part, right? You don't know. Even season ticket holders don't go to every game. They give their
tickets away, bring
sell
different
them,
people,
whatever, right? So you don't know who you're going to sit next to. And I sat next to a guy. I was in front of this gentleman, and he was a good fan because he was loud. He was energetic for 3.5 straight hours. It was unbelievable. I was annoyed yet impressed at the same time at...
He had some stamina?
Oh, my God, Gator. I don't know if you would have lasted, man. Because I get it, and I'm sure alcohol played a role. But he was a fan who... Okay, we have shoot the puck guy in hockey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We also have to add in football, oh, it's going deep guy. Every play he thought was going deep.
No.
Like, so they break the huddle line up.
So this one's going deep. This one's going deep. And I said to myself, no, it's not. They're in the I formation. I think it's a jumbo package. I think Skipper's in there, and they're probably going to hand it off.
This one's not going deep.
It's Skipper's in the game. Here's what's not going to happen.
So he did that for like the first half, and then so he went on to something else. And the one consistent was he complained about the refs the entire game, every play. Now, some of it, I think he was trying to make himself and everyone else laugh, but he did not stop. He was relentless. Oh, where's the flag on the lines? He would mock it if it wasn't a flag. Yeah, well, why don't they give Seattle the ball? Flag on the lines, running too fast by Jameson Williams. You know, things like that. It was not. Some of it's funny, but 3.5 to 4 hours, Gator.
A constant?
That's too much.
It was not. He was relentless.
Well, you got to be impressed with the stamina.
Did you say anything to him?
No, because, I mean, I let him have his fun. He wasn't hurting anybody. It was just annoying, if anything.
I would never say anything to anyone, no matter how annoying they are, because I don't want to end up on one of those videos.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, every weekend.
Has there been some fights in football stadiums?
The fights at the NFL games are insane.
I don't know if I've seen any.
No. Only every time I open up the Twitter app. But
the time I was 10, it's all I saw at football games. I mean,
people get liquored up.
Yeah, see tickets at the Silverdome. You might see a fight or two.
Mm-hmm. We had another fan that sat a little to my left, a row behind me, and him and his buddy were there. And his buddy kept feeding him things to chant. Like, he wanted his buddy to get a chant going. Like, so he had... So I think it was they brought out a former veteran or a veteran, right? You always salute the troop type thing.
Awesome.
You know? Yeah, it's awesome. And so
guy battling liver cancer, and he ended up getting tickets to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, everyone stands
like,
up, everyone's clapping.
God, that guy's going to live long enough to see
the same thing.
God, he's amazing. Amazing people. Yeah.
So the buddy next to him goes, dude, start the USA chant. Start the USA chant. So he goes, okay. And he goes, USA, USA. And no one did it. So so he did it a few times and he stopped. He's like, all right, that didn't work.
Usually think the shelf life on that is three. If you, by the time you say it three times and not one person have joined you, you bail quickly.
Yeah, I think everyone was just kind of in the moment. They didn't want to chant USA for whatever reason, right?
Well, I mean, because like you want to hear what's going on. Like that's what's, and you cheer loudly, but you don't need the USA chants yet. Plus, and then they interviewed him. It's like, shut up.
Anyway, I laughed at that, chuckled. Later on in the game, they scored a touchdown. The Lions scored a touchdown. And the guy goes, dude, start the Let's Go Tigers chant. Start the Let's Go Tigers. So he goes, okay. Let's go Tigers. Didn't work again. Like, did it like three or four times. Didn't work again.
Amazing.
Later on, he goes one more time. This is the third time.
Oh.
He goes, dude, start the Jared Goff chant. Okay. I'll do it, dude. Jared Goff. No one did it. Like, this guy went 0-for-3.
Why was he listening to his friend?
I don't know. I don't know.
So great. I love going deep. This one's going deep.
This one's going deep.
Idea that this guy, every play thought was going deep is hysterical to me.
I think he missed the JMO play, though. He's like, this one's going to be a run.
You know, that was past across the middle.
But yeah, I mean, the fan experience is totally different. It's fun. I mean, the crowd was crazy into it. I mean, it was actually a really nice night weather-wise. Like, you know, Gatorade, it was overcast, but it wasn't windy.
It wasn't at all.
It wasn't cold.
By the time I walked back to the parking garage where they had the media parking, which was almost to the riverfront, and it was just beautiful. It was really nice outside.
It was a nice walk.
People were in a good mood. It was
tailgating since I heard some people were down there really, really early.
Yeah. Good times.
Open lines. Lions fans, if you were there last night or just watching on TV, what was the biggest moment in that game? What is your takeaway with this team moving forward? Tiger fans, we're getting you cranked up, right? Cranked up. Amped up.
Wow.
Cranked up.
We're going to crank you up.
Yeah, we're getting you amped up for a playoff baseball game this afternoon.
Uncensored.
We'll get to... I wonder how much this fact is going to be...